This is the Music History Today podcast for April 30th. On today's show, the legend of Keith Moon continues and Led Zeppelin breaks a record. First up, though, on this date in 1930, bluesman Blind Willie Johnson recorded for the last time. In 1957, Elvis Presley recorded the classic song Jailhouse Rock. In 1960, Fats Domino recorded the song Walking to New Orleans. In 1962, the Orlans recorded the song Watusi. In 1965, Herman's Hermits performed in the United States for the first time. In 1970, the tour manager for the Allman Brothers Band was arrested for stabbing a manager of a club because of an argument during contract negotiations. The tour manager claimed temporary insanity and eventually was released. In 1976, according to legend, Keith Moon of The Who paid a bunch of taxi drivers $100 each to block the traffic next to his hotel, the Hotel Navarro in New York City, so that he could throw furniture out of his window. In 1977, Led Zeppelin broke their own record for the largest number of people for a single performer concert when 76,229 fans saw them play at the Pontiac Silverdome. That record has since been shattered numerous times. In 1978, The Clash and Steel Pulse were among those who performed at the Rock Against Racism concert, which was held in London, England, to stand up to the neo-Nazi group, the National Front. It was also a concert partially in response to Eric Clapton, who spouted National Front propaganda during a concert performance a couple months earlier. Eric later blamed being drunk for his racist comments because racism is caused by being drunk? Okay, sure. We talk about this concert and more on this week's edition of the Music History In-Depth podcast, which drops on Tuesday afternoons. In 1983, the original lineup of Manfred Mann reunited for a 25th anniversary concert at a club where they started the London Marquee Club. In 1988, the Little River Band reunited and went on tour. In 1997, Elton John, Sting, and James Taylor were among those who performed at the Rock for the Rainforest benefit concert. In 2003, singer Earl King was buried. In 2004, Michael Jackson was arraigned on child molestation charges. He would later be acquitted in a court of law, but never in the court of public opinion. Also in 2004, Ray Charles made his last public appearance when he attended a ceremony at a Los Angeles recording studio. In 2005, Cher finished the first of her many retirement tours. Also on that same day, Bauhaus, with lead singer Peter Murphy, reunited at the Coachella Music Festival. In 2006, Madonna made her first festival performance when she performed at Coachella. In 2008, Mariah Carey married Nick Cannon. In 2013, Diplo and Skrillex formed the duo Jack U. In 2018, the hashtag MuteRKelly campaign to kick R. Kelly off the internet streaming services went into overdrive when movie and TV producer Ava DuVernay tweeted her support for the campaign. In 2019, the director who oversaw Deep Purple's royalties was sentenced to 6 years in prison for stealing over $2 million in money from the group's accounts. And in 2020, World War II veteran Captain Tom Moore became the oldest man to have a number one single in Great Britain when his vocals were used on a new version of Michael Ball's hit You'll Never Walk Alone. The song was released as a charity song to raise funds for COVID relief. Moore became famous in Great Britain at the time for raising money by walking in his backyard with his walker. He was also knighted by Queen Elizabeth II before he himself eventually caught COVID and passed away in 2021 at the age of 100. In classical music, in 1852, the Anton Rubinstein opera Dmitri Donsky premiered. In 1885, the Boston Symphony started what was then known as the Popular Music Series of concerts. Those concerts eventually became the start of the Boston Pop Series 15 years later and still going. In 1902, Claude Debussy premiered his opera Pelléas et Mélisande. And in 1954, Darius Milhaud premiered his fourth concerto for piano and orchestra. In theater in 1948, the musical revue Inside USA opened on Broadway. In 1978, the musical Elvis the Legend Lives, which premiered not long after his death in 1977, closed on Broadway. In 1980, the musical Barnum opened on Broadway, and in 1995, the musical Blood Brothers closed on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 30th in 1981, George Jones and Barbara Mandrell were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 1988, a then unknown singer named Celine Dion, representing the country of Switzerland, won the Eurovision Song Contest, and in 1994, Ireland won the Eurovision Song Contest. Albums that were released on April 30th include in 1965 when the Zombies released Begin Here. In 1969, Marvin Gaye released MPG. In 1971, Thin Lizzy released their self-titled album, and the Doobie Brothers released their self-titled album. In 1973, Paul McCartney and Wings released Red Rose Speedway. In 1974, J.J. Cale released Okie. In 1976, Elton John released Here and There. In 1976, same day, Bob Marley and the Wailers released Rastaman Vibration. In 1979, Sister Sledge released We Are Family. In 1982, A Flock of Seagulls released their self-titled album, and Cheap Trick released One on One. In 1984, The Cure released The Top and Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, better known as OMD, released Junk Culture. In 1986, Golden Earring released The Hole, and Keel released The Final Frontier. In 1989, Lynyrd Skynyrd released Skynyrd's Innards. In 1990, Billy Bragg released The Internationale. In 1991, Yes released Union, Joe Jackson released Laughter and Lust, and Boyz II Men released Coolie High Harmony, a big album back in the day. In 1992, Iced Earth released Night of the Storm Rider. In 1996, The Cranberries released To the Faithful Departed, and the Dave Matthews Band released Crash. In 2002, Jethro Tull released Living with the Past. In 2012, The Specials released More or Less The Specials Live. And in 2013, Iggy Pop and the Stooges released Ready to Die, and The Spin Doctors released If the River Was Whiskey. Singles that were released on April 30th include in 1958 when the Coasters released Yakety Yak. In 1961, Bobby Lewis released Tossin' and Turnin'. In 1966, The Lovin' Spoonful released Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind. In 1968, Johnny Cash released Folsom Prison Blues, and Stevie Wonder released Shooby Dooby Doo Da Day. In 1976, Kiss did a twofer. They released God of Thunder and Flaming Youth. In 1981, Air Supply released The One That You Love. In 1982, Stevie Nicks released After the Glitter Fades. In 1983, Hall & Oates released Family Man. In 1997, Tonic released If You Could Only See. In 1999, Britney Spears released Sometimes. In 2007, Amy Winehouse released Back to Black. And in 2015, Alicia Cara released Here. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 30th include rapper Travis Scott, Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, rapper Lloyd Banks, rapper Lil TJ, Paul Klein of LANY, singer Mac DeMarco, James Britton McVeigh of The Vamps, bluesman Homesick James, singer Johnny Horton, Max Merritt of Max Merritt and the Meteors, singer Bobby V, guitarist Bruce Hampton, Denny Carmassi of Heart, Wayne Kramer of MC5, Merrill Osmond of the Osmond Brothers, Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees, folk singer Peter Lafarge, Johnny Farina of Santo and Johnny, singer-songwriter Richard Farina, singer and sister of Joan Baez, Mimi Farina, and no, none of those three Farinas are related to each other. Johnny was born in 1941, Richard was born in 1937, and Mimi was born in 1945, but like I said, none of them are actually related to each other. Richard Schaff of the Sandpipers also has a birthday on April 30th, as does Colonel Bruce Hampton of the Hampton Grease Band, J.R. Richards of Dishwalla, Turbo B of Snap, and Chalk Della Ripple of Soul for Real. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 30th include composer Ercole Porta, who passed away in 1630 at the age of 44. Composer François d'Agincourt passed away in 1758 at the age of 74. Composer Hans von Eckstruck passed away in 1792 at the age of 36. Composer Lorenzo Fago passed away in 1793 at the age of 88. Composer Henry Bishop passed away in 1855 at the age of 68. Composer Friedrich Markl passed away in 1887 at the age of 71. Composer Antonio Cagnoni passed away in 1896 at the age of 68. Composer Catherine Erner passed away in 1942 at the age of 51. Composer Leo Schmidt passed away in a concentration camp in 1943 at the age of 42. Composer Charles Rodeau Roger passed away in 1952 at the age of 74. Musicologist Ludwig Schneidermayer passed away in 1957 at the age of 80. Composer Armand Marsic passed away in 1959 at the age of 81. The aforementioned singer-songwriter Richard Farina passed away in a motorcycle accident in 1966 on his 29th birthday. Composer Hal Johnson of the Hal Johnson Choir passed away in 1970 at the age of 82. Composer Edward Brayen passed away in 1976 at the age of 51. Composer Clive Douglas passed away in 1977 at the age of 73. Entertainer Mary McCarty passed away from heart issues in 1980 at the age of 56. Music journalist Lester Bangs, who wrote for Cream magazine and also Rolling Stone magazine, passed away from an accidental overdose of all things, cold medicine, in 1982 at the age of 33. Blues great Muddy Waters, the legend, the icon, passed away in 1983 at the age of 70 from cancer. Opera singer James McCracken passed away in 1988 at the age of 61. Drummer Daryl Sweet of the group Nazareth passed away from a heart attack during a concert sound check in 1999 at the age of 51. Composer Bernard Haydn passed away in 2000 at the age of 79. Singer Gregory LaMarchal passed away while waiting for a lung transplant in 2007 at the age of 23. Singer Zola Taylor of the Platters passed away in 2007 at the age of 69. Record producer Ron Richards passed away in 2009 at the age of 80. Composer Leo Kraft passed away in 2014 at the age of 91. The legendary Mr. Ben E. King of the group The Drifters and also of solo fame, who sang the song Stand By Me, passed away in 2015 at the age of 76. Composer Ronald Senator passed away in a house fire in 2015 at the age of 89. Keyboardist Phil Ryan of the group Man passed away in 2016 at the age of 69. Guitarist Boone Gould of Level 42 passed away when he committed suicide in 2019 at the age of 64. Tony Allen, the Nigerian drummer who also helped pioneer Afrobeat with Fela Kuti, passed away in 2020 at the age of 79. Composer Anthony Payne passed away in 2021 at the age of 84. And singer Naomi Judd of The Judds committed suicide in 2022 at the age of 76. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is May 1st, May Day, when in 1786, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart premiered his opera, The Marriage of Figaro.